This is the Nerd Blitz, a podcast and content producing powerhouse that needs your help. For less than 17 cents a day, you can join their Patreon at patreon.com/nerdblitzpod and make a difference in their pitiful lives. You will get instant access to exclusive audio and written content such as commentaries, reviews, Comic-Con, versations, skits, Just Jump to the End, B-roll, Doom Does, Swear Reels, the Nerd Blitz Question of the Week podcast, original stories, as well as occasional physical rewards. Just $5 a month gets you all of this and so much more. Won't you join at patreon.com/nerdblitzpod and get instant access to over 100 hours of audio you can't find anywhere else on the internet? Please join now and help these pitiful, pitiful creators.
Listening to a very special Nerd Blitz commentary for The Mandalorian Chapter 5, The Gunslinger. Boom, boom. That's my riff on the theme song.
Yeah, that was something.
I'm Doom.
And I'm Fitz.
Yeah. So you guys can catch me next weekend at the pageant performing that song.
Okay.
I'm going to do like four different variations of it, so get ready.
Sure, I'll be there.
It'll be a 7-minute concert. 3 of those minutes will be me being like, I don't want to go out there, there's no people. Or alternatively, I don't want to go out there, there's a bunch of people. Anyway, how you doing?
Okay.
You're in for a weird night, I'm pent up, motherfucker.
Well, you're in for a weird night because I'm in a weird place, so.
Oh, gang, this is what you pay for here on Patreon.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. Yep. Are you excited for Mando, though?
Yeah, this will be fun.
That would have been a perfect spot to be like, not really.
Yeah, I've seen it.
This one is just, I don't know.
No, I already have a piece of trivia for you for this episode.
Oh, shit, everybody. Fitz has trivia.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to wait till we get into it for that?
We don't have to. I can tell you right now. The actor that plays the kid, the bounty hunter kid, is Jake Cannavale, son of Bobby Cannavale.
No shit. That's why there was something about him that I was like, there's something about him that's kind of familiar.
Yeah. Now that you know that, I'm looking right in his face. I'm like, that's Bobby Cannavale.
Yeah. Now that you know it, you look at him like, what idiot didn't know this?
Right. Exactly.
Star of what? Ant-Man? Wasn't he in Ant-Man?
Yeah, and he was on Boardwalk Empire.
Never heard of it.
He was a big bad on Boardwalk Empire.
Never heard of it.
Yep. And
He was on Will and Grace.
He was on Will and Grace, yep.
So we know who he is.
Yep.
I've never actually watched Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, he was great. He was great on that. He was a fucking really good bad guy.
I was gonna say, I've heard you blow it many times.
Yeah. I kind of fell out of love with it after like the first season or maybe the second season. Just because some things happened that I was like, oh man, fuck this show.
Oh, your favorite characters got died?
Kind of. Like, and like unexpectedly, like, holy shit, I can't believe you just did that. That ruins the whole show now.
Ah, yeah. That's a big issue for you.
Yep.
Yeah, I feel you. I don't think I've ever had that happen on a show.
Yeah. So then I'd go back to it, just like Game of Thrones, and I'd go back to it, but it wouldn't be the same. It wouldn't be quite as good anymore. And
yeah.
And then it was like, and then by the last season, I was like, I don't even care anymore.
Fuck these people. I hope they all die.
Yeah. Because I was like, I know what's going to happen. They're all going to be fucking dead.
Did they all dead by the end?
Most of them, I think.
Haha.
Oh, who the fuck? I can't think of his name now. It's,
Steve Buscemi.
No. Yes, but no. I can't think of his name now. He was, he plays a bad guy all the time. It was, fuck.
I don't know. Like I said, I don't know this show. Come on now, get out the Google machine.
It is...
Fuck-ass McShitskid. Is it him?
No. It is...
Oh. I made that name up. I don't know if you could tell.
Oh, shit. Patricia Arquette was in the show? I don't remember that. William Forsythe.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
I've heard of him.
He was a Polish butcher, but he was also a...
You could have just said butcher.
No, but I mean, he was like hardcore Polish, like with a thick Eastern European accent. But he was an immigrant on the show.
He was like a what?
He was like an actual immigrant on the show.
Oh, gotcha.
It wasn't like just... That was actually a description of his character.
Gotcha.
But he was like a really sadistic, fucked up mob killer.
Oh, they didn't kill his son like in Game of Thrones?
No.
Oh. The butcher's son got killed, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Good lord.
Yeah, the butcher's son was a dickhead, though.
How is he a dickhead? He was just helping her learn how to play swords.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different kid then.
I'm thinking of a different butcher.
I'm thinking of a different kid. I'm thinking of the kid that she was on the run with. Oh, you may not have even seen
it. I was going to say spoilers.
Yeah, never mind. I was thinking of a different kid. It was kind of an asshole.
I was thinking of a different show. Never mind. I kind of want to see how far we can take this chain of let's go down the rabbit hole, because we jumped from Cannavale's son to him to Boardwalk Empire. You started talking about William Forsythe, and then we made a sidetrack into Game of Thrones, but I just wanted to take this a little bit further, just a tiny bit, if you'll indulge me.
Okay. I was gonna
go ahead.
You must have somebody in mind, so go ahead.
No, I don't. It's just a stupid joke.
Oh.
Go ahead. You do yours, and then I'll tag up.
Oh, well, because William Forsythe was also like a bad guy in one of the Steven Seagal movies in the 80s.
Oh, God.
You ever see people do the anybody seen Richie?
Oh, yeah.
Seagal line. The imitation of Seagal doing that. He was Richie. That's who he was looking for with William Forsythe.
Gotcha.
When he kicks the shit out of people.
Seagal,
with
even
balls.
Before, you know, he went wacky.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked his first few movies, but after a while it was like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
And then after a little bit longer, it was like, this guy's stupid.
He's a wacky game show.
Yeah, he's a wacky game show. Oh, boy.
Hi, puppy. Hi.
She got a bath today.
Oh, that's her?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, girl. Speaking of William Forsythe, though.
Yeah?
Did you know that Jughead's real name is Forsythe?
Who?
Jughead. From Archie.
Oh. His first name is Forsythe?
Yeah.
What? How is that a first name?
Because it was like the fucking 30s when they made those comics originally.
Mm.
I'm sure there's somebody in their name Carstairs, too.
Who's fucking Carstairs?
I don't know.
Oh.
Imagine if that was his name, Carstairs Forsythe.
That's what I thought you were going to say, was that was like his first name.
I want to say his name is like fucking Forsythe P. Jones.
Hmm.
Isn't it funny? His first name's Forsythe, and then they're like, let's give him something real milquetoast, like...
Jones. Uh-huh.
Smith was already taken, I presume.
Yeah, by Carstairs. Carstairs Smith.
Right. That might be the first time I've ever said presume on one of these shows.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. William Forsythe was Flat Top in Dick Tracy, in the Dick Tracy movie.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that when I was a kid and being like, this isn't my cup of tea.
Raising Arizona.
Anywho.
Anywho.
What are we talking about again?
I don't know.
Oh, Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I know I mapped it out, but try to make those jumps again, gang. I dare you. Anywho, you ready to get into this 35-minute and 2-second episode?
Sure.
One of the shortest of the series.
Yeah, but so much happens in this. So much setup.
That's the thing. Unlike, say, the second episode, there's some fucking movement on this bitch.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but it sets up so many characters appear in this that it's
right.
Like, whoa.
Right. Yeah. They're like, seeds are planted, motherfucker.
Yeah, because I
watch
think...
Watch it grow.
If I'm not mistaken, this is Amy Sedaris' first episode, right?
Oh, wow, yeah, and she's a mainstay at this point.
Right, with Fennec Shand and...
Somebody else. It's funny how Amy Sedaris has become, you know, a big part of this show, isn't it?
It is pretty bizarre, especially as bizarre as they make her look.
Right. At first, we might have been like, what are you doing? But now at this point, it's like, what do you mean we're not checking in with her next season?
Right. Well, I liked her.
You fucking better.
I love Amy Sedaris, but yeah, when she showed up, I was like, well, this is like a stunt casting. Like, this feels like a joke. It feels like a gag. You know what I mean? Like a goof. Like, oh, we got Amy Sedaris to show up. Kind of like Horatio Sands or whatever in the first one, where it was like, well, that's fucking weird. And Brian Posehn, it's like, that's weird.
Right. It's funny how many comedians they got.
Yeah.
And I was going to say the same thing. You know, it's funny. They did the same sort of thing on Scooby-Doo and Guess Who. They're like, fuck, who are we going to get this week? I don't know. Any comedians looking for work?
Right. They must work cheap.
Either that or they're not complete dickholes. And they're like, let's get 15 comedians in this bitch. I don't give a fuck.
Right. Or they have high availability.
Right. It's like, well, you're not touring this week, so get in here, you stupid fuck.
All right.
So, yeah. You ready to dive in?
Yeah. Think so.
We can dive in warm or cold. Yeah, that sounds really sexual, doesn't it?
Yeah, I would prefer. I usually prefer it warm.
Gotcha. Well, that's threatening. Mm-hmm. Anyway, everybody ready?
Ready.
Here we go, gang. Season 1, episode 5, also known as chapter 5, because we're cool like that. 35 minutes, 2 seconds, The Mandalorian, Star Wars. In 3, 2, 1, play. Play. Please play. Okay, we're playing.
Okay, just now? Okay, I'll back up.
Yeah, hang on, I'll tell you how long I'm 9 seconds in. 10, 11, 12. We good?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're in the recap, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I just saw the Razor Crest.
Yep, me too. Sorghum. The planet
what?
Of sorghum.
What's it called?
Sorghum.
Oh, I thought you said sorghum.
I did. I was making a joke.
Okay.
That you
oh,
just
fuck.
Shat.
I was gonna say it can't
just,
be.
That you just shat upon.
Well, no, things are breaking up again, son.
Oh. Wonder if I'm not on Wi-Fi calling.
Oh, Lucasfilm. I've
that.
Heard of them.
I know those guys.
Yeah, they made Willow.
They did.
And then they didn't.
And then they didn't.
Except on the $10 tier coming soon to Patreon, they will again. Oh, they, shit.
Oh, shit.
Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew. What kind of ship is that chasing him?
I don't know. I like this guy, though, with the fucking, with the jet, with like the Top Gun fucking face mask on.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I'm gonna fucking kill you.
I like
and
how
fuck your skull.
I like how the little targeting computer is the same as like in the TIE fighters or in the X-wings, mm-hmm. And they always have like a little wireframe of whatever kind of vehicle they're following. So it's
right.
Like, was this fucking computer has to make a special rendering every time it's following somebody? It's not just a dot.
I can hear you, but I'm not going to be able on mic for a second. My charger's not plugged in.
Oh, okay.
So give me just a second.
Oh, shit. Put on the brakes, he flies right by. Speaking of Top Gun. There you go. That's what you get for using
this
line.
What a fucking scream that was.
Yep. It's almost like his asshole is on fire.
Uh-huh.
Well, here's the beginning of the end for the Razor Crest. He gets his engine blown out.
Yeah.
Never was quite the same after
this,
I don't think.
Fucking ship.
Yeah, me too. The
uh-oh.
Yep.
Lights out, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Click, click, click. Mando, there's that one switch. You just flip it on and off and it'll work.
Yeah. Click, 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 and then you push the button.
Oh, wow. The star field looks really great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. This is Tatooine. I forgot.
Right.
I wonder if one of those two planets is Naboo.
I mean, it could be. Oh, it's shot of the
because
anchorhead.
Naboo is technically close. Which, you know what? That's always been weird to me. Fucking what? Tatooine's supposed to be this far-out shithole, but Naboo's not far from it.
Right. Well, it's still an outer rim planet, though. It's just not quite outer as Tatooine, I guess.
Right, but Naboo is like this lush, fucking prosperous planet, and this is just a shithole.
Right. Yeah, it's like, why does anybody
live
on...
everybody's poor, they can barely make water.
Yeah.
Hey, look, those guys. I remember we were both excited as fuck about that.
Uh-huh.
Pit droids.
Yep.
The lack of eyebrows on her is still disturbing.
It really is. It makes her look like she's 1,000 years old.
Yeah. It's almost like seeing Ahsoka without her headband.
Oh, yeah, that was disturbing, too. Oh, did you know, speaking of that, spoilers for Ahsoka, but the young version of her
is young Gamora.
Is young Gamora? Yeah, I saw that article and I was like, oh shit, that's why she looked a little familiar.
See, gang, somebody doesn't hang out on Discord with us.
Oh, you already talked about that, huh?
Me and Steve Boost were talking about it. Yeah, because he was like, she was fantastic, and I was like, she's young Gamora, and he's like, yeah, and he said something else she did, and I was like, I know, man, isn't it fucking awesome?
Yeah. No droids.
Womp rat. Oh, he's got something on his mind. Somebody's gonna get fucked.
Where's the local whorehouse?
Where's what?
The local whorehouse.
Yeah. Now, see, that right there, you can't see the seam.
Oh, for the, yeah. This
From
is so
the
creepy.
Set to the volume.
It's so creepy. It always looks like it's like the like neck muscles or something hanging out of those helmets.
But looks it's like just, neck muscles?
Yeah, or like skin
like
or something. Yeah.
Yeah. They're playing Sabacc.
They sure are.
They're playing Cybok.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
So I want to know what the fuck was Grogu doing in there so it's like... Whoa! And shit.
Oh, so he just knocked something over, didn't he?
He did?
I think so. Wasn't that the noise that it made?
Oh, I don't know. It sounded like some kind of weird fucking...
Oh, it sounded
shit
like banging.
That, like Obi-Wan was doing in episode 4. It was like...
I don't know. It was just like something falling over, I thought.
Oh. Pelly.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good Star Wars name.
Yeah, it is.
And this music, as whimsical as it is, it almost feels like a Kevin Kiner joint.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know, you stupid robot? He just latches onto her tit.
Ew. He just rips right through that jumpsuit.
Right. He's got like razor sharp teeth and shit.
He says, she said, I don't know, something with bones in it.
They go find a hobo and break his finger off.
Right. They drag a full human body back. You're like,
it's not quite dead yet, and it's just like,
He just proceeds to suck the insides out.
Through the eye socket.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look, I know where that's at.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Shut it, you don't.
I've been there in my dreams.
I've been in there.
Your ass.
Battlefront 2, fucker.
Oh, that don't count.
What?
I said that don't count.
Oh, bullshit, it does too. Your ass.
I wonder if the original...
Look how combative we're being.
I wonder
if
the...
Yeah, you can clearly...
Yeah.
Fucking see it.
What?
Anyway, what?
Oh, can see it from in him, yeah.
Yeah, it's got a nice shape to it.
Yep.
Those buckles almost look like the buckles on fucking Vader's arm. Or rather, Anakin.
Oh, yep.
Hey, look, it's the chick from Bad Batch.
Hey, yeah, I know her too. I like how he's got an earring.
Oh, yeah, he does, doesn't he? Uh-oh.
Should be.
Oh, good luck with that.
Clearly not.
Are those goggles made from a helmet like Rey's were?
Might be.
Or better yet, are those Rey's goggles?
I was going to say, they might be. No. Well, I don't know. They seem more oval. Oh, don't be a sucker, Mando.
I'll fucking go steal them right now. No, you stupid bastard. Hey! What memorized? How do those fucking work?
I don't know. Yeah, or he could just leave.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid fuck.
Kid, you're an asshole.
Yep.
Goodbye.
Come on, we're leaving. This planet's full of shithole, full of dummies.
Why we gotta leave?
Oh my God.
She ate my baby. What'd you say?
I said, hey, he's gone.
What do you mean it? 2 seconds ago, he was him.
Well, she probably looked in his diaper now. She's like, I don't know what this fucking thing is now.
Did you duty? You smell like you dutied.
I wonder if it's open like a dress at the bottom and it just drops out. Like a fucking oil slick. His duty.
Oh. Are we seriously talking about how Yoda species duties?
I mean, why not?
Do you think they have tails?
No. They might have like a little nub, maybe. But
I
don't think so.
That's what I was going to say. I think it's like a little nub tail.
I don't know. I don't think so, though, because you could kind of... Isn't... No. I mean, if we're going by the Kenner action figure, then no.
Which we're not, but go ahead.
Okay.
I didn't say how did fucking Kenner describe Yoda's anatomy. Yeah. He almost looks like he could fit in with the mods if the mods weren't so fucking in your face.
So robotic.
Yeah.
Yeah. These swoops are cool. I wish I had one.
Yeah. I love the fucking bikes in Star Wars.
Yeah, once again, except the mods.
Once again, it's what?
Once again, not the mods, though. They're a little they're a little much.
Those weren't bikes, though. Those were fucking baby scooters.
I was going to say they were like fucking Vespas.
Yeah.
That's some shit Padme would ride around in her Sweet 16.
You know what they call scooters in GTA, right?
No.
Well, everybody can go Google it.
What? That doesn't even
Oh,
make
it makes sense.
But what's the O's on the end? Why is it E-O's?
Because they can't just...
I know, but they don't rhyme. It doesn't rhyme with scooters. It doesn't, like...
No, it's just supposed to be some... Clever at... They're just being like, you're gay if you ride one.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And, oh, we want to make it sound Italian.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh,
get
I got
the fuck
you.
Out of here.
I like that. Where they're like... Oh. Where he said something and then he turns around and the fucking sand people are standing there.
Yeah. For a second, I thought, it's like, oh, shit, they're going to introduce, like, the Kenobi... Sand people.
Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah, he's
not
like,
anymore.
Give me... he just fucking bought off the Tusken Raiders.
Uh-huh.
I wonder what they're actually called. Like, what do they call themselves?
The Tuskens? Sand people.
Yeah.
I mean, I would guess sand people, but...
That's what they call themselves? Like, what
that
is their actual...
That would be my guess, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
maybe they call themselves Tuskens, and I don't fucking know.
Because it seems like those are all, like, derogatory terms that the...
Yeah, that's
the
kind
people
of
in, people's in town and the settlers or whatever, the homesteaders call them that.
Let's see...
Indigenous Tatooans.
Tatooans.
Native Tatooans.
All right, we get it. Why is that baby barking? It's not 7.
No, I know.
You're not down here, so fuck off. You want to contribute, you can benefit, fucknut. Right?
Yeah. Oh, there she is.
Oh, shit. Pew, pew. Pew, pew.
At first, I thought that helmet was really dumb looking when I first saw it, but it's really growing.
Oh, hers, yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
Huh?
And then?
And then what?
You said it first. Do you
oh,
still
I said
think
it.
It's
yeah,
dumb?
No, I said it. Then it grew on me.
Oh, gotcha. So what do we do?
You get fucking shot.
Sit here and cry about it, you little asshole.
Will you let those dogs outside, Frank?
I was trying to look and see if I could get something about the Tuskens to pop up, but it ain't working.
Yeah.
In that shot, that helmet does look a little rubbery, though.
Yeah, I just meant the shape of it and stuff.
No, I know. I know what you meant. I'm just saying, right there, it looks rubbery.
Yeah.
Like, his shit looks metal, but hers looks rubbery.
This is funny. Oh, he must be asleep. I'm going to steal from him.
What do you mean, old man, you little fuck?
It's funny. It's fucking goofball. You done?
You're done. Get on your bike, douche canoe.
Douche canoe.
Ooh! Did you not hear what I just said? Chance.
Yeah.
C-H-A-N.
Yep. So, this is it, big boy.
Vroom, yeah! I feel like it'd be easier to be Evel Knievel if you had a hover bike.
You think? And not a 7,000-pound Harley Davidson. That's what's crazy about Evel Knievel is that wasn't like a stunt bike, dude. That was a fucking straight up.
Oh yeah.
Driven off the lot Harley Davidson. That was not designed to fucking be light or
right.
Jump over buses.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about Robbie Knievel. Yeah, we're not talking Robbie Knievel with a fucking dirt bike or whatever he had.
Oh shit.
Boosh.
Yeah, no, we watched a biography of him on, we got this channel, The Story Channel.
Uh-huh.
And they play old biographies and shit. Oh, fuck. Yeah, and they've shown his a few times.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah. I think, is this about the point in this series where we're like, the fuck, is Beskar completely indestructible or what?
Because it's like the
first...
Yeah.
It was like the first time he like got shot. Like he was like, "Nope, I'm fine."
I mean, he's a little injured, but yeah. But I mean, they kind of set that up on Rebels and shit too.
Did they?
I think so. Until they, the imps fucking did something and mixed something with the Beskar, and that made it bad.
Hmm.
That's what I remember, at least. I could be making shit up.
Hmm. I don't remember that, but could be.
Because I remember there was something about, or again, I could be making this up. I sort of remember. I could have dreamed it. Who fucking knows? The imps mixed something in with the Beskar, and that's what made it vulnerable to that one weapon in like season 2, 3, or 4.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Where they shocked it, and it basically fried everybody in the armor.
Oh, yeah, I kind of remember that.
You could be remembering the story I told you that I made up.
No, that sounds familiar now that you say that.
Yeah. And that's why they made such a big deal on here about, like, oh, it's pure Beskar.
Right.
Ming-Na Wen is fucked up. She looks the same now as she did, like, 25 years ago when she did Mulan.
Yep.
And it's like, what crossroad deal with the devil did you make, lady?
I don't know. Whatever it is, I want to make it.
Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah, you get to be in Marvel and Star Wars? I'll make it but twice.
But I want to make it 30 years ago, not now.
And it doesn't matter for me. It's always been a train wreck. when you were 20?
Yeah, sure.
You didn't have that fucking mullet then, did you?
No.
Okay. I'll allow it then.
I can cut my hair.
You better. I'll cut something else.
I saw a guy walking down the street today, or yesterday, that he had the biggest fucking mullet, but it was also like a mohawk. It was like a mohawk mullet. I was like, oh my God, dude. He looked like fucking... What's that guy like?
Joe Dirt?
No, the wrestler.
Brutus the Barber?
No, the guy that was the Blue Meanie.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But wasn't he also, like, nasty something? Or wasn't he one of the nasty boys or something?
Oh, you think one of the nasty boys?
Yeah, I think so.
No, that wasn't him.
Oh. No, I guess that was Blue Meanie then.
Those old schoolers hated the fucking BWO for some reason.
What's the BWO?
Blue World Order.
Oh.
That was the faction that Blue Meanie was in.
Oh.
Because I was just watching some, I kind of remember it when they did that ECW One Night Stand pay-per-view the first time. JBL kind of had some heat with a lot of those guys. And, like, he was hard-weighing a lot of them. And him and Blue Meanie had some real fucking, like, we gonna fuck each other up. Heat going.
Okay.
Then what do you care about, you little douche? Bleh. I was gonna say douche wagon.
Yeah, his armor's worth more than her bounty, but his armor is impenetrable, so how's he gonna fucking kill him to take it off his body?
I'm a warrior. For real?
What a
sucker. You're confusing me, lady. Stop. But anywho, yeah, JBL had a lot of heat with Blue Meanie.
Yeah. He's like, oh shit, I seen that little green fucker.
You saw what?
Said, I know that fucker. I seen that little fucker.
Mm.
I like the...
You want to be a bounty hunter?
Yeah, I like the way she's fucking with his head. And then they kind of make it seem like he's going along with it.
Right. That's what I said earlier. He jumps up off the speeder and he's like, you're confusing me, lady!
Right. Tatooine is full of troubled youths. It's a breeding ground for troubled youth.
Oh, yeah. You'll never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. Be cautious. Oh, shit! Your insidey parts got blasted, lady! Yeah.
Yeah.
He kind of has a Hayden Christensen delivery.
Yeah, he kind of does.
Because I was thinking about it earlier, and it's like, who does he remind me of? And it's like, oh, yeah. Because he's kind of got a low, almost mumble, but he's not mumbling, but you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Pew, pew, gotta go. Pew, pew.
Pew, pew, gotta go. There's poor Mando. Poor Mando's still riding this fucking thing.
Yeah.
That's a cool shot because that kind of mimics a shot from A New Hope. I don't know that I can't remember if they ever used it in the movie, but I know it was a promotional shot from that angle of a stormtrooper on top of a dewback like that.
Now, this is the only spot that, like, strains credulity to me is, like, she sat there bleeding out for how long?
Her?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, until,
that's
like... I mean, it would have only been just because they showed it at the end of the episode doesn't necessarily mean it happens after all of this stuff happened.
Well, I mean, like, weren't they there at sunup when he shot her and then it's now that night?
Oh, that's true.
Or was that supposed to be like he was gone all day, they shot her at night, or he shot her at night, and
yeah,
still
kinda,
the same night Mando found her.
Yeah, it's still the same night, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that was probably later in the day than you think, is what I would guess. I don't know.
I just assumed it was sun up because he left at night, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Could be.
Huh. And make me legendary. You took her from me!
Yeah, well, now you done fucked up, kiddo. Blango.
Oh, hey, how you doing there? Dad, that's how you're doing. Fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
Give my baby!
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Fucking Jedi jumped over to behind the baskets.
Fucking A. He's like, hey, I know you. You're the one who fed me that dead guy.
Mm-hmm.
Big ol' ears.
Yoink. I'll take my money.
Ain't gonna be needing that no more, are ya?
No.
Gotta go.
I was legitimately kind of bummed that they killed this kid off, because I thought that was going to be like a new sidekick or something for him.
I didn't think sidekick, but I thought he might recur.
A recurring, yeah. Yeah, not necessarily like a, yeah, but like a Gina Carano.
Right, right. She says no, and he's like, well, there's one that dropped on the floor too.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about the mess.
Goodbye, lady, I'll never see again.
Right.
Put him on ice. The kid might be back.
Right. I think it's funny how she walks like a I don't know what. She's got like that fake kind of
like a kinda, swagger limp.
No, like a, I can't explain it. Like a, I don't know, almost like somebody in the 50s or something, like a truck driver in the 50s or something.
A truck driver,
oh, yeah.
In the 50s.
And here's the thing where everybody's like, what the fuck?
Directed by Dave Filoni.
Mm-hmm.
He does work, that Dave Filoni.
Yeah, he does. Who could that guy have been?
Oh, you don't know. That looks like Orlando Bloom in that piece of concept art.
It does.
Boy, were they aiming high.
It's weird how, like, these concept paintings, like his armor is like all different colors like it was at the beginning.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool how they just tell people just paint shit. Like, it doesn't matter if it matches what people look like.
Yeah, it's like paint.
See, like,
shit,
look at his armor,
we'll
right there.
Useful.
See, look at his armor is all the patchwork.
No cape.
Mm-mm, no cape.
Well, look, you can see wires coming off the launcher there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fucking cool shot.
Which one?
Of the crest.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow! Look how different Pelly was.
Uh huh.
Christopher Yost used to work at Marvel.
Hmm.
Dun, 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 dun. I always try to watch the credits and find the additional voices and shit, but the writing is so small in this part that it's like, I can't see none of this shit.
Right. Well, you know, Mark Hamill was the bartender droid, right?
Was he?
Uh-huh.
Oh, cool. I did not know that.
I believe so.
You know, if I was smart, I'd probably rewatch that fucking making of thing.
Yeah.
And in fact, I might do that before we watch the final episode, just so I can be like, not being like, you know, in four episodes, this is why they did that.
Yeah. See, I really was disappointed with that first season of The Making Of. Just the way it was like a round table half the time, that Disney Gallery.
See, I liked that because it reminded me of Dinner for Five, and I loved that concept.
Well, yeah, I get that, but it was just weird. Like, the one I watched, it was like, most of it was just them sucking each other's dicks about how good they were.
Yeah, it's like, ain't you smart?
Yeah, it was like Carl Weathers telling Gina Carano she's fucking awesome, and then her telling him he's awesome, and then...
She's like, no, you're awesome, and I'd blow you, and he's like, no, you're awesome.
It's like, where's the fucking behind-the-scenes shit?
Yeah. No, I feel you, but like I said, I just love that Dinner for Five concept, so I was down to clown.
Yeah, yeah. I'm double-checking.
Which, that. I mean, when you think about it, it makes so much sense that fucking Favreau is like, let's do Dinner for Five again.
Yeah, I've got this crazy idea. Let's all sit around a table and talk to each other.
And they're like, are we going to eat? And he's like, no, that would be stupid.
He's like, no, we did that already.
They're like, what do you mean? He's like, nothing.
Yeah, EV99,
gotta go.
Voice uncredited, Mark Hamill.
Hmm. Well, Lottie fucking da, look at you.
Lottie da.
This guy knows shit, everybody.
Well, IMDb knows shit.
Oh, you're a fraud.
Yep.
He's a big fat phony.
You're a phony.
Hey, this guy's a phony. Anywho, that's, Star Wars The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
The Gunslinger, Chapter 5. Ain't that shit cool?
Yep. Oh, yeah, Troy Kotsur. Yeah, that's the guy that was one of the Tusken Raiders.
Okay.
He's the guy that invented the Tusken language, the Tusken sign language, because he's actually deaf.
Oh, is that the dude from that,
Yes.
Movie?
Coda?
Yeah, him. Yep. Uh-huh. That's what I thought. See, I kind of remember hearing about him.
Yeah. Yep. He was in Scrubs. He's been in all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah. He's not an unfamiliar face. When that movie popped and everybody was like, this amazing new guy. And it's like, wait a minute.
Yeah. This amazing new guy that we actually finally gave a whole movie to.
Yeah. This amazing new guy who's been working for 30 years. Yeah.
Instead of deaf guy number two on fucking that episode of CSI Miami.
Right.
Like, did you know he could actually act?
He's useful for things other than being, you know, random deaf guy?
Mm-hmm.
Who'd have thunk it?
But yeah, he was... I remember them saying that he was the guy that came up with that whole sign language.
Yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember if he said it was like... If they said it was like a mixture of, like, American Sign Language or in, like, Native American Sign Language. Or
yeah,
whatever it was. It's not like real sign language, but it's like, you know, a mishmash of stuff.
Right. Because it's got to be a Star Wars thing. Just like right. Fucking, you know.
Right. And it's more like.
I was going to say Klingon. Wookiee.
Yeah. And it's more like pantomime-y than
right.
Real sign language is.
But there you have it, kids.
Yep. There you have it.
That's some fun shit going down there in that Star Wars universe.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad we get to be a part of it.
Lucasfilm probably isn't, but...
Yeah. They're like, fuck you. Give us money.
Yeah.
Can you believe we're over the hump? We're over halfway through. We got 3 episodes left of this season.
That's so crazy. These seasons are so short.
Yeah. I think I said this before. But when we do launch our $10 tier,
mm-hmm.
What we're going to do is we'll watch the bad episodes of Boba Fett on that, and then the ones with Mando, those will go on the $5 tier and then the public.
He said the bad episodes and then the ones with Mando. The 2 episodes with Mando and then the bad episodes.
That's what I said, yeah.
It's so fucked up.
The boring ones go on the $10 tier where we can bitch, and then the good ones we'll give to everybody. Because they're more important to the Mando story.
Yeah, I know. I know.
But yeah, so excited for that. It's a little ways off, though, so you got time to prepare yourselves. Yeah, anything else you want to say, though?
No.
If not, I'll get into thank yous.
Okay.
I don't think I've been doing this the entire time. I don't really know because, like I said, I couldn't get fucking Patreon to load up for me. But I'm just going to do all the regular thank yous and the Patreon thank yous here.
Okay.
Starting from this point forward, if we haven't. So, thanks as always. Go to At the J Sarge for opening music. Half of it. The other half goes to, what, Ludwig Göransson?
Uh-huh.
With editing by Fitz. Concept by Doom. Anyway, thanks to At Sherry Archinoff for our logo for this and the main show. Thanks to At Looking for Eight for our Knights of Nerd Blitzstorm design and the cover for Doomed. And thanks to At Steve Boost for our Nerd Rats Blitzery Machine and the Question of the Week designs.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, shit, I didn't do Patreon shoutouts first. Oh, well, I'll do Patreon shoutouts right now. Patreon shoutouts go to at GIGIAMK30, at Spider Scooby, at Steve Boost, at AC Farrell 1976, at Josh MM, two S's in Josh, by the way, at Corny Jenkins, at underscore 13 Chris, at TESD Groupie, at Forgeticus, Big Bad Forgeticus, at Katya Queen, at 000 underscore 3, at Zool again, correct me if I got that wrong, sir, and at Michael K. That's Patreon shoutout thank you times.
Thanks, guys.
Some new names there on that list, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're big time.
Yes, sir.
Time for our shit?
Yeah, go for it.
Subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Can't say Stitcher anymore. They're gone.
Fact.
Oh, fuck. I don't even know if TuneIn's around anymore, but Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, SoundCloud, and find everything we do at nerdblitz.com or dirtyfatcocksucker.com. It's so weird to have to cut Stitcher out. That was the biggest fucking game in town.
I know.
Gone.
It sure was. Yep.
Get yourself some merch by going to redbubble.com/people/nerdblitzpod or go to spring.com and search the Nerd Blitz. Or go to amazon.com and get either of our books, The Camping Trip and Other Stories, or Doomed, the Collected Essays and Reviews, Volume 1. Which, in there, I have an essay about my Star Wars journey. I always felt it was weird in there that I kind of cop out and be like, and the rest of my Star Wars journey can be found in all the podcasts. But it's like, at that point, I was still trying to keep them a little short.
Right.
Once I got to the Scooby one, it's like, gloves are off now, bitch. And also, I'm thinking late November, we might have our first short story up on Amazon for you guys to spread the word and get people interested in. It'll be a preview of the next fiction book.
Mm.
I'm hoping it might go out around Black Friday-ish, so we can really capitalize, you know?
Yeah.
On that period of the year, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Anyway, or find way more audio by going, like this episode, you can get early releases of this series by going to patreon.com/nerdblitzpod. But also, there's like 170 hours of other shit there, so why not? Get on over there. Other than that, Twitter's dying, but you can find me on Blue Sky and a lot of places by looking for At the Scooby Doom. You are?
At Fitzman73.
And together, we're at Nerd Blitz Pod. That's a fucking show, gang.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't wait to get into more of this. It's so fun to go back in time and dig in and rewatch these, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think when they were all new, like, I watched them, like, a shit ton of times, over and over.
Yeah, watching them like three times before the next one.
I know, but I haven't been doing that with the newer shows. I might watch them like once or twice, but these Mandos, after I watched them, you know, in like a fucking flurry of whatever, I really haven't gone back and watched them since then. So it's been a while since I've seen most of these.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I think maybe what we might do, I don't know, we'll have to talk about it, but after each season, do like a season wrap-up, and maybe that can stay exclusively on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be long, but you know, talk about highlights from the season and shit like that, favorite episodes.
Yeah.
Just an idea.
Okay.
But, yeah. It's so much fun. It sucks that season 4 is so delayed, but that's what happens when you have greedy fucking studios.
Mm-hmm.
Because from what I understand, they were supposed to start shooting season 4, like, now. Because they were aiming for a release early to mid next year.
Really?
That's what I heard.
Hmm.
I can't say that's 100% fact, but that's what I heard. Because you remember there was that interview with Favs where he was like, oh yeah, it's written. And it's like, fucking season 3 hasn't even premiered yet, dude! So,
yeah.
All right. I almost just went into the Doom Does sign off. Yeah, anyway, take care of yourselves, kids, because thanks for listening. Fuck.
And watching.
Jesus Christ. And stop.
This has been a feature of TSDJA Productions and JJ2E Media.